I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. So, 25 years after People Power in the Philippines, it's fitting that we have with us in our Fraser Performance Studio at WGBH one of the people who attended the 25th anniversary celebrations of that historical grassroots movement in Manila, and she's just returned from the Philippines, where she was last week. Charmaine Clamor is a jazz singer. She's Filipina, now resident of Los Angeles. But Charmaine, your music is equally rooted in Filipino styles. We'll chat about that in a second, but first, welcome to you. Thank you for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Can we start by hearing precisely what that fusion of styles sounds like? You call it jazzapeno, and you'll be joined here by your pianist, Craig Hartley.
Sure, definitely.
Hindi kita malimot, alaala kita. Hindi kita malimot, minamahal kita. Isinusumpa ko sa'yo aking hirang na ikaw lamang ang tangi kong minamahal. Hindi kita malimot, huwag kang manitiman. Hindi kita malimot, manalikasin ka.
So that's jazzapeno. Charmaine, can I say I'm officially charmed?
Yes, that's definitely a jazzapeno. Kundiman, hindi kita malimot, or I will never forget you.
Oh, it's beautiful. This is jazzapeno. This is your sound. And last week, you had the privilege of sharing it at a command performance of sorts for a VIP, none other than Benigno Aquino III, the president of your country. You weren't exactly expecting this, were you? Tell us the story.
No, I was not expecting it. I was there in Manila for the 6th annual jazz festival. On the 25th anniversary, February 25, I was informed that afternoon that I would have the honor to perform for the president and the ambassador to the Philippines.
From the U.S.
Yes. Yeah. And I said, of course I would do it. And got my band together, and they told me, Marco, oh, this will be just a very casual setting. That was the grandest casual setting I've ever been. It was a memory of a lifetime. Mm. My parents were there with me, so it made it even more special.
Now, the political context for this can't be ignored. Benigno Aquino III is the son of Corazon Aquino, the center of gravity for the People Power movement, and Benigno Aquino III's father, Corazon's husband, was also a major political opponent of Ferdinand Marcos, and when the father returned to the Philippines in 1983, he was assassinated as he got off the plane in Manila. So what kind of status does the son of Benigno Aquino Jr. hold today in your country as the president, and what was the vibe for you as you performed for him?
Benigno Aquino is the Obama of the Philippines, the symbol of hope and change. The morale is very high right now in the Philippines, and we've seen already from just a few months of his term some very small changes in the economy and environmental issues there in the Philippines.
You know, I was going to ask you, I mean, how is the Philippines a different place with Benigno Aquino III at the helm?
They are actually started putting a solar system in the southern part of the Philippines, which is a huge thing.
Yeah.
And they're trying to find a way to get the irrigation system better in the provinces. And also just trying to end corruption, in the government.
Which has a long tradition there, going back to Ferdinand Marcos, who was one of the most corrupt leaders that the Philippines has ever seen, that the world has ever seen, in fact.
Yes, which brought about the People Power Revolution in 1986.
When did you leave, Charmaine, and how active is your current connection with the Philippines from where you live in Los Angeles?
I left in 1988, and my connection in the Philippines, I go home every year. And when Benigno Aquino was running for president, I was active in the Los Angeles Filipino community campaigning for him.
Now, here in the United States, you're kind of a jazz star on the rise. But in the Philippines, I imagine a jazz star on the rise in the United States with a couple of albums out who performs for the president in your country is more than somebody on the rise. You must be a superstar. What's it like going home, and do you get stopped in the street in Manila?
I would say I am popular to a certain population there. During the jazz festival, when I come home, that audience tends to know me and excited about me. So performing for the leaders of my country was something else, because they knew of me, and my music is something that they really appreciate.
Well, let's go out, Charmaine, with one more tune. You're going to perform a Horace Silver John Hendricks composition that's you've actually adapted a little bit for your native language of Tagalog. What's it called?
I call it now Doodlin' in Taglish.
And what's the original title?
Doodlin'.
Okay. Well, Charmaine Clamore and Craig Hartley on piano, thank you so much for coming in. It's a great pleasure to meet you both.
It's our pleasure. Thank you. Using the phone booth and making a few calls, doodling and with things, using the booth walls. Got me a big date, waiting for my chap, Nagpapa Guapo, so we can look dap. I enjoy procrastinating, cause I'm busy while I'm waiting. Doodling, I'm waiting.
The song you're hearing now, Doodlin' in Taglish. You can also watch. We've got video of Charmaine Clamore's performance in our studio. That and much more is all at theworld.org. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. Eric Goldberg composed our theme music. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
Can't you see I'm very busy? Goo-moo, goo-hee.